because I was very spoiled. And it didn't take much to see that preference about what to have for dinner doesn't matter much. If it's something I might not prefer, so what? It's still good. That's what I learned very quickly. So what? It's still good. And because of that, I got to see that my food preferences don't count for much. They don't matter much. And that attachment dropped away. So the process is the same. Having the experience of not getting your preference and seeing again and again how often it's either just as good or even better than what you would have preferred. When you start to see that with your own eyes, the attachment drops by itself. So just look in your own life to be a little more experimental. And when you would have chosen something, when you would have exercised a preference, really, I'm giving you this as a suggestion. Pick the opposite. Do the opposite instead. And see if it isn't just as good. And seeing that just a few times for yourself, the attachment shrivels up by itself.
I appreciate your stories and your examples and sharing. I think the piece I was focusing more on may have been about the overthinking part.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, I'm actually in a place right now where I'm trying to believe more in my preferences because my background was quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of my journey, and I think my question is really about questioning, is about what to do about the intellect and about coming to a road or having choices and having the intellect almost get in the way, overthinking,
mm-hmm.
moving forward.
Once you start to see that all the overthinking in the world doesn't afford you any more control or give you anything different than what was already going to happen anyway, it's not so much of a problem. Now, we don't have enough time to talk about this in more depth. So if I invite you to come back and bring that question so we can go into it in more detail, I hope you'll take me up on it because it's a very significant question for not just you. It will help a lot of people to go more into how one deals with that natural tendency. It's the natural tendency of naturally bright people. And just like I was saying to Stefan, it's not the enemy. The enemy isn't the overthinking. The enemy is not an enemy at all. The tendency to overthink is simply a symptom. It's simply a sign that some kind of fear is there, some kind of feeling of being cut off from what's natural or what's intuitive or what the heart knows is operating. Because the feeling is, I have to figure it out and then I won't go the wrong way. If I figure it out, I'll be better off. And it simply means the fear is driving the show, that either doubt or fear or both. So this has to be gone into in a little bit more depth than we have time for in the rest of the night. So bring it back if you can, and I would love to go more into it because so many people would benefit from a wider discussion of this. Because most of us, I'd say the majority of us, have this issue of wanting to control it. It's really about control. figuring it out, overthinking is about trying to control it. Most of us, the majority of us, have this issue because the majority of us